CMC Markets is a pioneering CFD and spread betting provider. With more than 30 years of experience, CMC Markets provides traders with the tools they need to trade confidently. 76% of retail investor accounts lose money.
Hello and welcome to the City View with CMC Markets. I'm Andy Sylvester from City AM. I'm recording this on a sunny Friday in the city. But by the time you listen to this on Monday, England will either be European champions for the very first time and the entire country will be nursing a collective hangover, or we won't be champions. The entire country may well, however, still be nursing a collective hangover. Either way, it's on the subject of England's, and more specifically London's, global competitiveness that we're here to talk about today, although this time referring more to financial services, innovation and the city than we are about whether Raheem Sterling can get behind Giorgio Chiellini. My guest this week is Christophe Latuda, the group country head for the UK and CEO of Société Générale in the UK. Christophe has headed up SocGen's work here since the beginning of 2019 and steered the bank through the changes wrought by the COVID-19 pandemic and through the latter stages of the occasionally interminable Brexit process. Christophe, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for inviting me, Andy. It's a pleasure to be there.
Yeah, pleasure to see you too. Of course, our listeners won't be able to see this, but it looks like you are indeed back in the office, as am I. This might be the first time I've had a discussion where two people are in the same, are in an actual office at the same time.
Indeed, and I must say it's a pleasure also to see some form of normality back. So we're all looking forward to be able to be all back working together in the office.
Yeah, what do you think of that? Do you think being in the office is sort of important for innovation? Obviously, you know, across financial services, I think the speed with which the city and financial services and more generally was able to adapt, you know, decades old working practices almost overnight last March, it's pretty incredible. But we are now starting to see, I think, you know, now as we approach almost 18 months afterwards, there are some benefits to us all being packed together in the office, right?
Yes, I completely concur with what you said. I think we first realized that we were able to adapt very rapidly and change the way we were working, and that's I think a sign of the agility of all our institutions, and in particular at SocGen, we shifted to a full working from home almost overnight. Now, after a year, we see that it works well. But we also see the benefits of being together. As you said, innovation is absolutely essential. And what nurture that innovation, but also more broadly our relations, it's all those ways of interacting informally with each other that we are also missing. So I think looking forward, we definitely want to make the most out of both worlds. So keeping the benefits of working from home, the flexibility it brings, additional, in some cases, performance or work-life balance, but also getting back that team spirit mindset, which is nurtured by being together. So, but hopefully we're getting closer to that new world.
Yeah, no, we certainly are. And it's about that new world I wanted to kind of talk to you about, which is about COVID and the recovery. It's fair to say that in the aftermath of the global financial crisis, financial services more broadly, but capital markets, global banks didn't always have necessarily the best public reputation, whether that was fair or unfair, we'll leave for others to decide. But in the aftermath of this COVID crisis, those banks, those capital markets, they're going to play a massive role in powering the economic recovery, right? Just the amount of sheer liquidity that they're putting into the markets.
I agree. I think first, you're right. Maybe it wasn't the case in the previous crisis, but just to quote Andrew Bailey, I think the financial industry has shown itself as its best during this crisis. And I think, of course, public intervention, which was swift and massive, was the first lever. But the financial industry also took his part and making sure that the money continued to flow into the economy. The credit was there. And as far as we're concerned, last year was a record year in terms of supporting clients, providing balance sheet and liquidity to our clients. in the bad times, and now more and more, and if we look at the future, in the good times. And I think you're right, the financial industry will be a key component to supporting the recovery. And there are, I think, in several ways. First of all, of course, we need to continue to ensure that the money is flowing in the economy. But also, what will really be key in this recovery and will make the difference between just coming back to the old world, coming back to the level of GDP that we had before the crisis, and no potentially to do something more and to build a new world, is through the investment.
Yeah,
and I think banks in particular are key in supporting corporates, investors in developing projects, and that's really our purpose, our raison d'être. It is to support investment and the development of the economy.
Yeah, you make a very good point, actually. We think a lot about the recovery, but actually the recovery is only one element of it, right? It's the bit after the recovery almost that's more important, particularly for the UK. You talked about innovation coming from people in the office, but the city has always been, you know, an innovative place. When you look at a future of financial services in a post-Brexit world, do you think London is well equipped to continue to innovate, to continue being at the forefront of that financial innovation, be it in green finance, be that in tech?
So first, the ecosystem is there, clearly. And probably it's one of the best places from that standpoint. If you look at the diversity of skills, of talents, people coming from different horizons, that's what nurtures the innovation, is because you're able to, you know, put people together, connect ideas that you generate innovation. That's first. Second, there is the fintech ecosystem, and I think that's clearly a differentiating factor.
Yeah.
And the third point, indeed, the government is taking steps in the fintech world, but also in green finance. And that will, I think, trigger some investment opportunities, some projects, and that will feed innovation. I will just give you an example. In the green finance sector, it's a core sector of expertise for us, and London is our core hub. This is where we have all the skills and capabilities, and we've got teams working with clients, but also with public authorities on hydrogen projects, on carbon capture. And this is where, you know, you put together some government agencies working on regulation, but also clients willing to invest and banking experts working on the bankability of those projects.
Yeah, no, it's actually interesting. I was having a discussion with chap from the regulator the other day, the FCA, who was talking about this need for regulators as well as government agencies to just be a bit more agile and a bit more flexible in the future as the world changes. Thinking more broadly, we've talked sort of about how innovation will power the recovery, and we've talked about banks' role over the past year. But when it comes to sort of global banks and purpose, I suppose, a lot of people talk about profit with purpose these days, and banks somehow sort of sit in a separate bubble almost in the way people think about this. But it's clear that you think banks not just serve a purpose, but a purpose for good, right?
Yeah, I think, first of all, I wouldn't oppose purpose to the day-to-day or purpose to real life. Mm. I think that's clearly completely interdependent and intertwined, and maybe more now than ever. And if I look at, you know, our purpose within Société Générale, we really spend some time to really refine it and express it. So it's to build with our clients a better and sustainable world. And it illustrates two fundamental evolutions, I think, of our industry and more broadly the society around us. First of all, you know, it's not only about shareholders. It's taking into account all the stakeholders around us. I think in the financial services, post the financial crisis, that's really something that changed. We are not only looking at the returns, but we are looking at making it sustainable, ensuring that, or looking at the impact, and we are more and more talking about positive impact finance, the impact on all stakeholders. And the second key element that it illustrates is that we are thinking longer term. It's not about profits next quarter. It's about making sure that we are able to sustain, to have a positive impact over time. And, you know, profit still, it's important because it's not only the consequence. Without a good purpose, you'll never be able to generate profits.
Yeah.
But that's also the condition for banks, because without profits, you can't have strong capital. And therefore, without capital, you can't extend credit and you can't do your job. So I think the two, now more than ever, we are completely conscious that it is intertwined and it's a condition and a consequence, one of another.
That makes perfect sense. Christoph, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much, Andy. It was a pleasure to be with you and to share my my views on the industry.
Interesting stuff. I'm sure you'll agree. Our guest there, Christoph Latuda from SocGen. Thanks so much for joining us at the CityView podcast. We've got one more episode before we take a bit of an August recess, and then we'll be back in September when I have a feeling the city may be rather more vibrant and vital than it will be on this particular Monday morning. See you soon.
CMC Markets is a pioneering CFD and spread betting provider. With more than 30 years of experience, CMC Markets provides traders with the tools they need to trade confidently. 76% of retail investor accounts lose money.